Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Hello, and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. I am Jake Sterili, filling in for Dan Rourke, maybe? Filling in for a Dan?
I think at least one Dan. We'll be back tomorrow.
I am representing the Dans today. That delicious voice you're hearing is one big baby David. David, the Yanks play tonight.
They play tonight.
This is a, it's good to be back. Pre-game show. Let me get the chat out. Let's enjoy this.
Enjoy the chat.
I'm going to pop the chat out. Hello, chat. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. And BBD, I'm excited because I haven't felt this feeling in a little while. This feeling of, we've had a full day. You know, got to the office at about 8:30 today, started dialing in, weekly dumb, talking baseball, waking Jake. We got sent a big box of stuff that if you're a vlog person, you're going to want to check out. Maybe the most stuff.
The most stuff in one package opening.
Here's all
unboxing, that's what they're called on the internet.
Here's all I'll say. We received a picture, a childhood picture of an all-time Yankee player that some of us didn't know if it should be in our possession. We're debating reaching out to that player and being like, we have this. Do you?
You need this.
And, BBD, something that normally I think I was more the revealer and John would be more of the reaction guy. And we're going to pop in some pregame shows when we can, and today I could. I haven't looked at the lineup yet. I'm kind of seeing it on the screen, but if you want to walk me through it, I'd love to hear it.
I'd love to. Leading off, we got Anthony Volpe. Heard of him. Shortstop.
Yes.
Aaron Judge getting a DH night. Batting second.
Okay, first twist.
Okay. Anthony Rizzo batting third, playing first. We're all comfortable there. Gleyber Torres batting fourth, where he's settled in with Stanton out. He's playing second tonight. DJ LeMahieu's at third base, batting fifth. And now here's where anything can happen. Franchi Cordero in the mix, right field, batting sixth. Oswaldo Cabrera in the seven hole, batting, playing left field. Jose Trevino's catching, and Aaron Hicks is in the starting lineup, I believe, first time since April 18th, been like a full week. He's playing center field.
Aaron Hicks is in center field in Minnesota.
Center field Hicks.
I've seen that before. That's so funny. That's the Yankees. This is the Yankees version of them not being fully analytical. Like, I think this was them being like, Hicks back in Minnesota. He had a big game there. Well, yeah, we'll give him the start. Does he have numbers against Sonny Gray? No way, right? Aaron Hicks. Oh, it's good to be back, people. Aaron Hicks, BVP page. I've not been there in a minute.
0 for 9, 3 Ks, 2 walks.
Stop it.
One of the only guys with substantial numbers. By the way, nobody on the Yankees, any discernible success against Sonny. Obviously, some of them have been teammates with him.
Right.
Only guy with multiple hits is Judge. Higgy's 1 for 2, no extra base hits.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to psych myself out. I feel like Sonny Gray is fine walking you. over giving up a meatball.
Yeah.
And I feel like we've seen the Yankees for years. If the walk is there, they'll take it. And I don't want to, it used to be a point of frustration. I think it'd be too early to say that with this Yankees team. But, you know, we saw Yankee teams, I think it was that 2021 season, that team that none of us were really bought into. That it just felt like every inning they were willing to take one or two walks, but they never got the hit to come
through.
Besides
the 2 weeks where everybody was out, so they had to do other stuff.
And they won. Let's not harp on that. Sonny Gray has been very good this year. 2-0, 0.82 ERA. Interested.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we have to say about this lineup? Because the other factor here is the bench, which would be Willie Calhoun, Higgy, no Peraza tonight, I guess would be...
And IKF's on the bench.
Yeah, man, that's... It's interesting we're at this part of the season where I think most Yankee fans would just rather see Peraza and IKF, but I don't know. This could also be Aaron Hicks's last hurrah, right? Mm. Harrison Bader's on his way back. Hicks doesn't have a role as is.
Clearly, if someone's the last guy on the team right now, it's him.
Yeah, Willie Calhoun has an argument too, unfortunately, but... either
doesn't
way,
skill.
Josh Donaldson, Ben
not
Rortfett.
On the team right now.
Ben Rortfett. Okay, so I don't know. It doesn't feel like a good formula tonight. Sonny Gray, nobody hit Sonny Gray well
yet.
Sonny Gray's been pitching well this year. I will say what we do have going for us, and Young Jimmer was on earlier than everyone. The Yankees have only played video games at this stadium.
Yeah.
In Minnesota. So you'd like to think there's some runs there. I mean, BBD, the big storyline is probably Johnny Brito, right?
Mm-hmm. This is the team.
This is the team.
The team that got him in an effort to... when I was already on Sonny Gray's page. It was easy enough to flip to Brito's and... 833 batting average by the Twins against him. So they're the only team that really has this page against him. They faced him.
That's crazy.
His first repeat.
Wonder what's going through Johnny Brito's head. Because we never got full like he was tipping.
Yeah, no.
He got hit like he was tipping. But so did Colton Brewer.
Yeah.
Who died for his sins. Now in AAA. Probably see him again this year.
I guess not that we necessarily always get told a guy was tipping.
It's true. And, you know, we, you know.
Not always a story.
I think the Nate Evaldi thing we found out over the years was that, I think it was his breathing. Like, he was breathing heavy when he was throwing a fastball.
Took a big breath before.
Max Kepler, Carlos Correa, Jorge Polanco, Byron Buxton, Trevor Larnach, Miranda, Gallo, Vasquez, Taylor, Polanco, who was, I think, hurt a little bit. He's hit when he's played. Buxton has been fine. Larnach was good. The lineup kind of hasn't been doing it for the Twins yet. Their pitching has, though.
Polanco has to have, like, just gotten back, right?
Yes, like they've had a little bit of a mini injury boog, if you can call it.
This will be his fourth game.
The Minnesota Twins, second in starting pitching ERA, 18th in bullpen. Their offensive numbers, 22nd in runs, 16 in homers, 30th in steals. I wonder if you take out the Johnny Brito game.
Yeah.
What that does to any of their stuff.
Gallo had an IL stint. He missed the last series against the Yankees, but he's been... I haven't looked at the game logs, and if that's game-to-game contributions, I think it's been kind of game-to-game contributions from him. He's been very good when he's played. Missed the last Yankee series.
Do you have a what to watch for, David?
It's kind of a tandem. It's the two, kind of already mentioned them a little bit, the Gallo and Hicks, the ones who are susceptible to just weird stuff happening in this game between revenge games and being in Minnesota. So what are those two guys? And like just normal, first time Yankees are seeing Gallo again.
Yeah, Joey Gallo. Joey Gallo in Minnesota against the Yankees. That'll be, those should be some fun at bats. Him and Johnny Brito. Man, I've got a lot of things I'm watching for. What's most important? Rizzo's been playing well. Just talked about that. Kind of need him to continue to play well. Actually, last series.
Sort of more for a full week.
Last series, he didn't play well. But the Yankees need him to go.
Got one at the end.
I think where I'm going. I think I'm going with Volpe because, you know, crazy 24 hours for him. Hits, gets a curtain call. Basically a game-winning two-run homer, Danny Jansen. Goes to the Rangers game. He's on the big screen. Anthony Volpe, baby. Next day, you boot one at short in the sixth inning. Homer, homer. Series loss, game over. Call from Joe's McFly.
Whoa.
Joe's, we're doing the Talking Yanks pregame show. What's up, man?
Oh, what's going on, man? Called you at the right time, bro. It's crazy. I love Talking Yanks pregame show. I was there.
What are you doing right now? We're talking about stuff.
I'm sorry, I just picked up the kids, and, you know, I was thinking about the Yankees, about how, you know, facing Minnesota today, and they're going through a rough time, and that's a good team to see right now.
Why, because the Yankees are 140 against them or whatever?
Yeah, and, you know, it's just, they kind of need that right now.
Daddy, Four gamer. Daddy, are the Yankees in Minnesota?
Yes, they're in Minnesota.
Who was that?
That's Noah asking if the Yankees are in Minnesota.
Should we? Are you? Is this? Are you on the phone with us? Like, what are we doing?
I'm on the phone with you right now.
But me and BBD were talking about the Yankees.
Yeah, me too. I'm talking about the Yankees right now.
Do you have a what to watch for tonight?
Of course. Do you have one? Wait, am I, like, unintentionally joining this week?
I mean, it feels intentional right now. It feels very intentional.
I honestly did not know that we were doing this, but we're doing it, I guess.
My what to watch for was Volpe and how he responds to yesterday's error.
Okay. Okay, so my what to watch for is how Judge is going to lead this team right now as they lost their first series and he's been struggling. How is he going to, like, turn this around, especially in this game?
So you think this is a Judge kind of, like, signature game?
I think Judge goes bonkers in this game. This might be, like, a three-hitter, three-for-four kind of thing.
I mean, I like that.
I'd love that. Would BBD love that?
I would love that.
He's into that. Okay. Do you think this is a legacy game for Judge?
From the DH.
I mean, how much legacy can it be? It's the Twins. But, you know, it's like, you know, it'll be a game that starts to right the ship a little bit. I need Yankees to, like, win the first game of a series for once instead of trying to chase to try to, like, win the series.
Joe's, this phone call has been worthless, but that was a good point. The Yankees need to win a first game of a series, man.
Been a minute.
Yeah, win that so that it's easier to win the series.
When was the last first game of a series the Yankees won?
That's a great question. I think it must have been San Francisco, right? Opening day? Let me see.
They did it Philly as well. Both those series, they sandwiched losses.
April 3rd.
Yep.
What are we doing, the Yankees?
That's crazy.
That's such a bad formula.
That's cookie sauce.
Don't say cookie sauce. We're live on YouTube.
That's a new word to try to make up right now and see if it works.
I don't think we should use that.
Who'd you pick to homer?
We haven't gotten to the homer drive. We're about to get there, and then you called, and I thought it was really important.
I'm sorry. What was your pitching path to victory?
We haven't done that yet, bro. All right. I'm going to hang up.
All right. Don't hang up.
I hung up.
So, yeah, Volpe, he's my what to watch for like, the week. See where the numbers end up after a month, and he was on. Hopefully this last game is just a blip in what otherwise has been a cool last 10 games, butter knife. Watching him overall.
Has Franchi done anything in a little bit?
Not at all, but I think I found what we might end the show with.
Your premonition?
He might be involved in a premonition.
Okay. All right, well, let's do a quick pitching path to victory. Yesterday, Ian Hamilton let it eat. Mm-hmm. And Mike King threw 16 pitches, so...
I'd assume no, just because everyone's available and you can use him for, like, two some point.
Right, if he doesn't pitch tonight, you would, in theory, get...
He's there for one if you need.
A double Mike King talking up. So if Johnny Brito can get us 5 innings, which he could not last time against his Twins... And this would change everything a lot.
Couldn't get one.
So let's work backwards. Clay. Mm-hmm. Wandy did not pitch yesterday, coming off of a lesser outing on Saturday. Mm-hmm.
There's...
Disco Ron.
Yep.
And so you're going to need one inning from... Weiser, Cordero, or Albert Abreu. And also, with how they've been using Albert Abreu, if you rest him one more day, he might be available for multiple innings.
Like, many. He had a 44-pitch outing on Friday.
And Weiser kind of got used recently. Jimmy Cordero's thrown 3 pitches since last Wednesday. I would assume Brito to Cordero, Ron, Wandy, and Clay.
Something like that.
It would be cool if you...
We'll see if that's the exact order of it. Like, if the lefties are coming up in the 7th, you flip Wandy and Marinaccio, I guess.
It would be cool if you didn't have to use all those guys.
Brito can go 6. Well, let's plan on 5.
Brito can go 6. Ron and Wandy have kind of been throwing...
1+.
Recently. The only name I haven't mentioned...
Ron, they've done a lot of multiples with him.
Right? The only guy who I haven't mentioned, Greg Weiser. Hasn't pitched in back-to-back days, so you may also see the Weiss dog tonight. That bullpen is not what we thought it would be coming into the year, huh?
Yeah, this is kind of what the Yankees do.
Weisiga, Trevino, Canley.
Piece it together, but a lot of the guys you thought were 7th inning and on, guys.
I hope it looks different towards the end of the year.
Every team makes a bullpen add during the year, and hopefully one of those guys is back soon.
A couple. With that, BBD, I think it's the
Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft.
It's brought to you by the John Boy Media Store. We got a lot of good stuff. We're with the MLBPA now, so we've got like player stuff on there. Go check it out.
Player names on
shirts
and coolest Waldo shirt we put out last
Volpe?
Week. Volpe, there's some shirts. Got to be a Judge one that I'm not thinking of in that specific line.
If we don't have an Aaron Judge shirt, then I don't know what this has all been for. What's been going on in the Homer Draft, Beebs? Catch me up.
Homer Draft. It's been. You are among the leaders. With your 1 point on opening day. We're working on getting a nice sheet that has everything sorted really nicely that I believe John Cox has 90% ready. Canobio has a point on the board with the Glaber homer. Canobio and Rourke both went 0-for in their series. And I believe I got on the board with my Judge pick last week with Joe's.
Okay. Open board, new series. Who goes first?
I believe you have the honors.
This is tricky because Joe's just said that Judge is going to have a massive game. Mm-hmm. Aaron
Some
Judge.
Rules of this game.
Aaron Judge is traditionally the 1-1 of this draft. I'm also representing the Dans.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, Rourke took so long. Rourke and Canobio, Judge got picked once that series. Cleveland. It's crazy.
I'll take it out of their hands. Let's take Judge. It's good to be back. Let's get Judgy on the board. I do, you know, again, I don't like Joe's McFly, but I do like him saying, like, Judge, the captain, first series loss, Minnesota, Sonny Gray. I like Judge locking in after a bad series. Some good analysis there.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers officially a Jet.
I thought I saw that. That's
swapped first round picks and some other ones.
Thank God that's over. You have two picks.
I have two picks. Sonny Gray's on the mound. Nobody has hit him well. So there's not history to fully lean on. If Judge was here, I would take him. That's a little bit the rules of this game. I will take Anthony Rizzo. Got a little bright.
And, I like the Rizzo.
I'll take the Rizzo pick.
I debated taking him over Judge. I took him in the John Boy Media Homer draft. That little fake baggie they have in right field. Sonny Gray hanging a curveball. The formula's there.
And then weird things happen. I don't love a lot of what I'm seeing in this lineup. It's Minnesota, Wind Factory. Weird stuff happens, Aaron Hicks.
Okay. I mean, it ran through my brain. I'd be lying if I said it didn't. This could be a little swan song.
And wouldn't that be just perfect as Bader? Presumably, it's within about a week or so. And then you have one more pick.
For me, this is easy. Franchi, late. First guy out of the bullpen. Maybe Griffin Jacks if he's healthy. That guy gives up homers to Franchi. Let's see. Is Griffin Jacks healthy? And he hasn't pitched in 2 days? Yep.
I can see that.
Or Emilio Pagan is out there? Yes. Franchi's into this bullpen.
How about that?
So that's a homer draft.
You have Judge and Franchi. I have Rizzo and Aaron Hicks.
Glaber was obviously interesting. Thought about the Volpe trigger. Oswaldo kind of feels like Sonny has too many pitches for him.
Yeah.
Like Sonny likes making stuff up.
He's got to play a game in this weird, in the weird Twins Wind Factory.
Or maybe he hits two tonight. I don't know.
Maybe.
The over-under. Wow. Mm-hmm. Haven't done this in a minute. Brito.
Have you seen the line yet?
No.
Any guesses, which I think is what you're heading for?
I mean, they probably shouldn't think the Yankees are going to score too much because their lineup's not great. I guess Minnesota's offense has been bad. I was going to go high, but I might go low. Is it like an 8.5?
7.5.
Almost went 8, and then I upped it. kind of see what they're saying, man.
By the way, I think last week Joe's nailed like all three of his line guesses. He didn't mean to.
Didn't place any of the bets, but he probably had 20 parlays going. So there's a couple interesting things going on here. Duran and Lopez, the two studs out of Minnesota's pen, they did pitch yesterday. So, you know, doing... If they pitch tonight, they might be out for game two, which would be classic Yanks. I'm going over. I'm going to believe in the ballpark.
They runs get scored in this building a lot.
And that's low. Like, that's... You get there with, like,
one
two-run scoring innings.
Yes.
Two, three-run homers, and you're there. And what if, like, they have Brito's number again? What if he wasn't tipping?
Yeah, they just can hit his stuff. Some vets. And I'm also over.
Coming off a series win. I will say this to the people, being back on the pregame show. I don't feel great on that.
Yeah.
Could very much open our eyes to a 2-0 game in the sixth inning.
I wouldn't touch this one.
But then that Franchi bomb. Late. Biebs, you made it sound like you had a premo.
Yes. Related to your Franchi bomb.
Okay.
I've got Franchi hitting one, giving it a ride. They have sneaky one of the weirder walls in right center field. Okay. Ricocheting off that Franchi sneaky fast guy triple off that wall tonight.
Okay.
Hasn't really hit one in a minute.
Franchi triple?
Sneaky fast takes one bounce. Megley Taylor doesn't know that wall yet.
Yet. He will. That's a big one.
We've gotten a triple almost right on this. And Canobio is one lineup spot off. Really, it's a bouncing off it. I think he legs it out for three because he's fast, but at least an extra base hit off a weird wall bounce there.
I think I've got one for you.
Okay.
Pinch run stolen base, is that too soft?
No.
Peraza and IKF on the bench?
Kind of candidates.
If you made me pick, I would say Peraza comes in and steals a bag. I think that's a good enough premo.
I could see it.
That's a premo.
They let him go. Like sneaky, let him run.
He does the bunny hop, kind of.
He's played with those rules.
They've practiced it.
He works with Matt Tallarico.
I tell you something that's important for all of the people tonight, BBD. You know what time this game starts?
Oh, is it? Well, I'm assuming you're asking because it's a weird one.
It's a time a game hasn't started yet this season.
Oh, did I see set like 7:35?
7:40. Yeah. Because it's a 6:40. 6:40
their time.
Minnesota start. So unless you have anything, Biebs, it's good to be back.
Can Waldichuk pitch in for Oakland?
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.